a complaint that's been around for quite a while, probably either 1 or 2 years. I've been hearing this anecdotally from tourist businesses in Donegal, that they aren't seeing the same numbers that the south is seeing on the Wild Atlantic Way route. And of course, you know, that region would normally be getting large numbers of international visitors anyway. They're also one of the top performers in terms of domestic tourists as well. So yes, there's lots of disappointment in Donegal that there isn't seeing the same numbers as some of the other parts of the route. Vulture Ireland, in response, because this is a question that we would have put to them at Fora, they've responded saying that they've looked to set up cluster groups of different businesses in the area to try and find ways that they can work together and come up with new products that might be more attractive to tourists.
Looking at the numbers, if you look at Cork, Kerry, Galway, you're talking routinely in excess of 1 million. Looking at Donegal, you're looking at just under 250,000. So the gulf in figures is quite dramatic.
That's right, yeah. There's quite a gap in terms of the numbers if you're looking at, if you're going to compare the different counties. I suppose if we look at Cork, you know, it has an international airport. Obviously, Donegal has its airport too, which performs quite well. And, you know, it's famous for its scenic routes and everything like that. But yeah, there is quite a difference if we compare the north and south, you know, and that's probably down to how certain parts of the Wild Atlantic Way is marketed. So, for example, Sliabh League up in the north, you know, that wouldn't be given the same amount of credit as, like, the Cliffs of Moher. And I know that there's certain groups, say, for example, the Tourist Confederation, they're looking at ways, or they're certainly encouraging policymakers to try and introduce more ways to attract people to sites like that, because of course when you have so many people visiting certain regions, of course they come under stress and strain at certain times of the year. Certainly during the peak travel season, you know, we see quite large numbers coming to some of the hot spots. And if the country is looking to attract more and French visitors, they're not as keen to go to some of the hot spots. They would be more interested in, you know, exploring less visited areas. So Donegal is definitely a good example of a region that could benefit from increased German visitors.